This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
So this is what the studio looks like. Yeah, we're back in studio. It's Dominic Cortese. Hammer Time Radio starts right here, right now. When you want the work done right, call Dominic Cortese. Call
Cortese, your man for home improvement. Leaking roof? Need new windows? Looking to remodel your kitchen or bath? You've come to the right place and the right time. Broadcasting on News Radio 930 WBEN since 1989, this is Hammer Time Radio. Now, your host, your man for home improvements, Dominic Cortese.
Brought to you by Lakeshore Savings Bank, putting people first since 1891.
Good morning, homeowners, and welcome once again to Hammer Time Radio here on WBEN. Dominic Cortese with you till noon. And open phone lines, whatever I can help you with today, it's for you at 803-0930. Our weekly Saturday morning coffee klatch kicks off with a great day to cozy up to the radio and give us a call as we await the promised rain. It's on our doorstep. And let's not do any work today. Let's talk about what we want to do. Pick up the phone at 803-0930. Outside Buffalo, 1-800-616-WBEN. And then there's that Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board, which we've been without for a couple weeks as we were coming to you from the home show. You can text your question, same as our call-in number, 803-0930. Yeah, we were at the home show two Saturdays in a row. That was a riot, especially last Saturday. Craig Conover had no idea, Jerry, how popular he was. Did a little research on the show, but other than that, you would have been amazed at the line. We set him up at our booth after we did our noon thing on the stage. We did about a half an hour of just discussion and then questions from the congregated crowd, and then we moved him to our booth, which was just down from the stage a little bit, and about 2 hours later, the line was dissipated where he said goodbye and head for the airport. So that's how long it took for everyone who wanted to meet him to go through the line and wait to see him. So it was great. Of course, it occupied our booth for a couple hours, but that was fine. We were glad to provide the backdrop for him. Yeah, interesting young man and interesting show. More so interesting to learn about his pillow business and all of that. So the year before, the week before, rather, we had the fine folks from Maine Cabin Masters, which I have become a fan of. I got a kick out of them. They were down to earth and easy to talk to, so we had a lot of fun with them. Kyle actually invited me, Jerry, to Maine to come and see them, and he wants me to see his island that he has his cottage on, or his cabin on, rather. So, yeah. Anyway, here we are. By the way, this week, Thursday night, we were our family, the Cortez family, and, of course, all of our staff, were on hand at the Samuels Grand Manor, where we were honored as Large Business of the Year by the Clarence Chamber of Commerce. And it was touching and moving to receive that award. And it was great to be able to be together with, of course, most of the town of Clarence, and, of course, all of our staff and our family to receive that award. It was really a great honor. So thank you to the Clarence Chamber of Commerce. So, as they say, today, open phone lines. We want to catch up with where we left off with giving you a chance to jump on the phone and whatever it is that needs my attention. But also, I want to mention to you, and again, I don't want to alarm you, but it's in my job kind of to do that, to let you know what's coming with legislation. And this has been looming for some time, and it didn't get through the assembly last season, but it looks like it's rearing its ugly head again. And what I'm talking about is the Home Energy Affordable Transition Act. The acronym is the HEAT Act. Now, it aims to reduce the reliance on natural gas for heating and cooling in New York, aligning utility regulations with climate goals and promoting affordable, cleaner energy options while protecting low to moderate income customers from excessive energy burdens. There's so many contradictions in that. I don't even know where to begin with it. The idea that natural gas is not affordable is absurd when electrical rates are skyrocketed with this idea of getting the grid ready for expansion. And I don't know how this is going to help low to moderate income customers. But keeping on digging through this, there's more things to reveal for you. The HEAT Act seeks to transition New York heating and cooling systems away from natural gas towards renewable and cleaner energy sources, aligning with the state's climate goals. The climate goals that were really never properly established from the beginning and created goals that were unrealistic that are now just being layered upon with this absurdity. The bill aims to limit the expansion of gas infrastructure and the, quote, obligation to serve gas, which requires utilities to provide gas to new customers within a certain distance. So, what that means is, what they're talking about proposing here is when we build infrastructure, you know, we put in the water lines, we put in the sewer lines, we put in the electric lines. Well, now they're saying we don't necessarily have to put in a gas line because that is no longer going to become a mandate that we have gas infrastructure. So a key provision is to ensure that low to moderate income customers are protected from bearing energy burdens greater than 6% of their household income. I'd love to get into that in terms of the math of what exactly an electric bill does to someone's household. What percentage is it of their household income? Anybody who wants to chime in with that comment, I'd love to know what percentage is your electric bill of your household income. The bill, and here's the part about the 100-foot rule with the gas line, the bill would eliminate the 100-foot rule, which requires utilities to provide gas service to new customers if they're within 100 feet of the gas line for free, potentially saving gas customers money. Okay. So what my comeback on that is, so we don't have gas coming down the street anymore. We're 100% relying on the electrical grid. What happens in a power outage? What are we going to do for a backup? Anybody got any ideas? Let me know. Give me a call and tell me, what's your idea for what we're going to do in a power outage when there's no gas? The bill requires utilities to provide easy access to the most affordable and healthier options for their families. Again, 65% of the electricity we use is generated by natural gas. So what are we talking about here as far as healthier heating options? The bill requires the Public Service Commission to develop a statewide gas service transition plan that is consistent with decreasing gas reliance and, where appropriate, decommissioning gas systems. This is just more absurd than ever. The bill contains protection for existing gas customers, ensuring that they are not left behind during the transition. And the HEAT Act opens opportunities for utilities to provide more affordable, clean energy heating options like thermal energy networks at a community scale. So that's the research I've done on the HEAT Act. And like to get your impression on that, especially the part of what percentage are you currently paying for your electric bill. Give us a call this Saturday morning here on Hammer Time Radio, 803-0930, outside Buffalo, 1-800-616-WBEN. The Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board at 803-0930 in the 716. You can always email me during the week, hammertime@cortese.net. And stop out and see us at 9074 Main Street in Clarence. We'd love to show you around our beautiful building. And don't forget the cooking school. Let's see here. 324, that's Monday. Sold out, unfortunately, the ravioli class. The next class coming up is April 7th, where we're traveling to Puglia and a visit to the city of Bari. That's where we're from in Italy. And we'll be making burrata pasta and asinice focaccia. Focaccia is a Pugliese delicacy. The trip on the 28th of April is a sauce seminar. We'll be making a few sauces, cacio e pepe, bolognese, vodka, pesto, and various classic sauces. So that's going to be quite an array there on the 28th of April.
Live
in May, May 12th, we're traveling to Naples. And May 19th, Sicilian Sunday. June 2nd, a trip to Catania. And then the Simple Summer. That's Estate Simplice. That's June 16th. We'll be outside on our courtyard. And we love our cooking classes, and we love having you be a part of it. Come out and see us at 9074 Main Street. Register online, cortese.net. Drop-down menu, come home to Cortese Cooking School. And give the gift of a class, too. That's that icon is available for you there as well. So, lots going on, and I'd like to talk to you. 803-0930. Good morning from Dominic Cortese. And before you pick up the hammer, before you pick up the drill, pick up the phone and give me a call. I'd love to talk to you.
Live, local, Buffalo, all day long. News Radio 930 WBEN.
Wondering where to shop for home improvements? Well, you've come to the right place. Our sponsors have proudly earned the Hammer Time Seal of Approval by operating with honesty and integrity. So remember, to buy right the first time, buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Before we talk to you, though, we're going to travel to Kenton and say good morning to the branch manager of the Lakeshore Savings Bank there at Delaware and Sheridan, Santo Tomasine. Good morning, Santo.
Hey, good morning, Dominic.
It's great to have you on the air. Buying your first home can be complicated, and the fees associated with that first-time purchase might challenge some. So how can Lakeshore help that first-time home buyer, Santo?
Yeah, that's a great question. We're not participating in the Homebuyer Dream program through the Federal Home Loan Bank of New York. It really is an exciting program that awards grants to lower-income first-time homebuyers. And those grants can be used to help pay for appraisals, attorney fees, and other things that really make home buying difficult.
Wow, that's great. And there's a lot of things to consider when you're buying your first home. How does someone apply for this program?
Yeah, they can give me a call at 716-898-2010, and we can work through everything together, really. Even if you don't qualify for the program, we can make the mortgage process easier for you with our amazing personalized customer service.
You said it all with that personalized customer service. The products don't come off a shelf that you have to fit into. It's the opposite. The bank fits into what you need to do, and that personalized service, Santo, is what it's all about. Hey, also, how about that new 10-month CD? Tell us about that.
Yeah, we really do have an amazing rate right now on a 10-month CD. If you want to lock in a great rate for 10 months, give me a call. I am here until noon today.
All right, Santo. That phone number there at the Kenton branch.
716-898-2010. And again, I'm here until noon today. Please give me a call.
And guess what? Next Saturday, we're coming to you live from the Clarence branch of Lakeshore Savings Bank at 5751 Transit Road on the Clarence side of Transit Road. Make sure you stop by and see us. We're there 10 till noon at Christina's branch. That's the Lakeshore Savings Bank branch on Transit Road. So we'll see you next Saturday, coming to you live from Lakeshore Savings Bank.
Come and meet me down by the shore,
Lakeshore.
Buffalo weather can't make up its mind. Cold one day, warm the next. Hey, it's Dominic Cortez. Make sure your home stays comfortable in any season with a $99 health and safety checkup from TRS Heating and Air Conditioning. Need an upgrade? TRS can recommend a high-efficiency Rheem system to keep you warm now and cool when temperatures rise, with financing options to fit your budget. Visit TRSHeatingAndAirConditioning.com for details. TRS Heating, Air Conditioning, and Electrical Excellence. Powering tomorrow, comforting today. Hi, it's Dominic Cortez for Kitchen and Bath Unlimited. Dreaming of a new kitchen or a luxurious bath? Now's the time to visit Kitchen and Bath Unlimited and check out their Kemper cabinets. Right now, get a free plywood upgrade up to $2,500 value on high-quality, all-wood custom cabinetry. Their expert designers will help you create the perfect space to match your style and budget. Visit kitchenandbathunlimited.net today to schedule your consultation and take advantage of this incredible offer from Kitchen and Bath Unlimited.
Read the news online at WBEN.com.
Dominic Cortez here. Good insulation increases home comfort and can decrease energy costs, but not all insulation is the same. USA Insulation's premium foam fills every gap, making your home more energy efficient and quiet, all by saving you money. Right now, qualifying homeowners can get up to 50% off the cost covered by New York State. Plus, a federal tax credit saves you another 30%. That's up to 80% off your costs covered. Call 716-431-4500.
USA Insulation.
Or visit USA Insulation.
WBEN 930 AM, as Buffalo as Waze.
1023 is Hammer Time. Good morning, it's Dominic Cortez, and how are you? 803-0930. Anything around the house that needs my attention, pick up the phone right now. As we wind our way through spring, getting ready for summer. Yeah, we had a little commentary there at the open of the show about the HEAT Act. If you have something to add about that, or if you'd like to give me your percentage that your electric bill is of your income, I'd love to know that as well. And we'll be following up more on that as we learn more. And actually, today we were due to have Assemblyman Paul Bologna on, and he fell ill. So we will rebook Paul. And we're also going to be speaking with Pat Gallivan, our state senator, about the HEAT Act. And remember what I tell you all the time, folks, that you need to be vocal here about what they're telling us we're going to do. Your voice is important, that we hear, that Albany hears your voice. So you need to find your state senator and state assemblyman and write to them about these absurdities and make sure that it is conveyed. A texter is writing, at my current income, a 6% electric bill annually would be $7,600. My current electric bill amount is 0.09, $90 a month using a gas furnace. We couldn't afford that high an electric bill in retirement. The state and the governor are out of control. People need to start paying attention. Thanks for bringing this issue to thousands of listeners. Well, yeah, again, I know that, you know, I'd much rather just take your home improvement questions and solve your problems around the house. That's really at the core mission of this show. But, you know, you're kind of right. If we didn't take the time to make you folks aware of these absurdities, then really you would only hear about them when it was too late. What I'm trying to do is empower you to realize that you do have a voice. You know, we should vote and we should pick the people that support our way of thinking. But when the predominance of it, of who we have representing us, have these absurd ideas, we need to make sure that our voice is heard by writing to our assemblyman and our state senator to make sure that they are at least paying attention to the voting public as far as how to go about these regulations. This one's got me scratching my head. I don't understand. Well, at least what I don't understand about it is the timing of it all. Okay, and what I mean by that is, yeah, the whole idea of going green, I don't think anyone would really not support that. But the process to make that efficient is what should be focused on, and not the idea of it. And we seems to be stuck on the idea of going green and shoving the idea down everyone's throat that that's the way to go when there's no methodology to get to that point. And that's what upsets me more than anything. Is we don't have a plan. We just have an idea. Everyone you talk to, especially if you talk to anybody in the utilities, they'll tell you the same thing. There's just no plan to make this real. It's just an idea. But yet these policies are in the works. Now, as you know, you've heard me say this again ad nauseum. On January 1 of 26, which is what? 7 months away, we are going to see 100% of every residential building built, every home built, have to be electric. Now, that's already in place. I've seen nothing or heard nothing to reverse that. So I'm hopeful that between now and then, that there will be some reversal of that, at least some time bought to push that down the road a little. And based on what happened in California with the gas ban being reversed there, I was hopeful that we'd start to see some movement here. So I haven't heard that yet, but obviously we'll keep you in tune. To Lockport we go. Wayne, good morning. You're on WBEN.
Morning, Dominic.
Good morning, Wayne.
This is obviously a political move. Unfortunately, our state leans blue. Having just switched most all of my house over to gas, I'm very pleased with the way it works.
Sure.
You don't get the efficiency with electric that you do with gas.
Right.
My wife does the dryer, and half the time it took with an electric dryer. If you use a gas stove, it's twice as fast to heat anything up and to cook with it. I understand the green initiative is important to a point.
Right.
But I just switched over my lights to the LED lights. They're great. I'm going to put them in my shop. But I think pushing this effort on the people is wrong.
Well,
people have the right to make up their choice, and the selections are there.
Like I said, Wayne, I think it even goes beyond that. It's just that there's no plan. There's no plan for this to work. It's just an idea. So how can we hang
exactly.
our hats on ideas? We need to have a plan. It has to be perfected. It has to have a foolproof component. And this does not. Nothing that we're talking about here with electrifying our state has been tested. It's just theory. And that's what concerns me more than anything.
And I don't think we have the infrastructure to support this.
Exactly right. Exactly right. So the HEAT Act.
Thank you, Dominic.
Thank you for your call, Wayne. Wayne's line now available, 803-0930. The HEAT Act is lingering somewhere between the Senate and the Assembly. It's a good time for you folks to find your state assemblyman and state senator. We do have the links on the WBEN homepage. If you want to go that route, you can find them there, or you can just Google state senator for your zip code and state assemblyman for your zip code if you're not sure who they are. And those names will come up, and you can write to them, click through their websites and write to them. And I encourage you to do that. It is the bottom of the hour, and it is time for the top of the news. We're back with more after this.
From the WBEN Paul Davis Restoration Newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett. Here's what's happening. Possible exposures to unknown substances have forced visitation to be halted at Attica, Wyoming, and Cape Vincent correctional facilities. Thursday at Wyoming Correctional, two corrections officers experienced lightheadedness and vomiting after escorting an incarcerated individual who appeared to be highly intoxicated to the infirmary. Yesterday, at Attica Correctional Facility, six inmates fell ill, one requiring Narcan. Eight security staff members also experienced similar symptoms and were taken to outside hospitals. The investigation is ongoing. The Delaware YMCA will close in 2 weeks, citing significant financial losses and high levels of deferred maintenance costs. The first of two Maple Weekends underway in Western New York, co-founder Greg Zimfer says you can try different types of maple products.
All kinds of samples, anything from maple vinaigrette dressings to barbecue sauces and hot sauces.
Maple Weekend continues tomorrow and next weekend. From the WBEN Paul Davis Restoration Newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett.
Miss a show, segment, or interview? Download the Odyssey app. That's AUDACY. Favorite WBEN and listen live to any of our content on demand, wherever you are. This is Hammer Time Radio. Brought to you by Lakeshore Savings Bank, putting people first since 1891. Concordia's your
man for home improvement. Hey, did you ever move your fridge only to be completely shocked by what's collected underneath there since the last time you moved it? Well, what's in there? Let's take an inventory. Dust mites, hair, deteriorating food, that dice that you lost, right? It rolled under the refrigerator. All kinds of gross stuff that is collected. And your air ducts, folks, kind of run parallel to what I'm talking about under your fridge. Usually what you can't see, you don't worry about. But you need to listen to me when I tell you. You need to worry about what's in your ductworks. And if you haven't had them cleaned over the last few years, it's particularly important you pay attention, because it is allergy season and it is spring cleaning time. And most know about washing the windows and cleaning the carpets, the things that are obvious. But again, the part that's not obvious, the ductwork, the heart and lung of your heating system, that needs to be dealt with. Peter Gordon from Indoor Air Professionals joins us on the live line. Good morning, Mr. Gordon.
Good morning, Dominic. Yeah, that's a great analogy. We're moving the refrigerator. Yep. So here's the thing. Keeping you and your family healthy this spring season requires extra effort. We've talked a lot on this show about floating particles being the transport vehicles for virus, germs, bacteria, mold, and allergens. So, you know, smart folks are taking the steps to remove that, and the way you can do that to help fight against allergies, sinus, flu, virus, is simply by calling us at Indoor Air Professionals. And besides having the most thorough duct cleaning on the planet, we have the amazing medical-grade air purifiers that are 40 times more efficient than HEPA-filtered units.
There you go. And, of course, the medical-grade air purifier sits by our bed, and Diane loves how it keeps the air fresh and clean in our bedroom. The high-capacity Dehue in the basement also doing its job, Peter, to keep the moisture level down there. These are extra important appliances available through Indoor Air Professionals. What are the extra special Hammer Time discounts for $322.25?
All right. So first of all, you can save for a first-time caller 15% off your duct cleaning. If you're one of the 65,000 repeat, your deal may be better. You've probably gotten a postcard in the mail. $300 off the April Air high-capacity dehumidifier you just mentioned. $375 off the portable medical-grade air purifier. So call me today for an estimate. It'll only take you about 5 minutes out of your busy schedule.
All right. 716-683-3000, extension 303, will drop you into Peter's lap. 716-683-3000, extension 303. Got IAP? Get it today.
Breathe easier.
Breathe easier.
With indoor air professionals.
For every breath you take.
Hi, it's Dominic Cortez for Kitchen and Bath Unlimited. Dreaming of a new kitchen or a luxurious bath? Now's the time to visit Kitchen and Bath Unlimited and check out their Kemper cabinets. Right now, get a free plywood upgrade up to $2,500 value on high-quality, all-wood custom cabinetry. Their expert designers will help you create the perfect space to match your style and budget. Visit kitchenandbathunlimited.net today to schedule your consultation and take advantage of this incredible offer from Kitchen and Bath Unlimited. Dominic Cortez here for Lenco Supplies, where you can tell the tax to relax. Now through April 30th, get 8.75% off your purchase. That includes True North composite decking or Regal railings. Regal is the leader in aluminum railing systems, offering picket, glass, or even frameless crystal rail for the perfect finishing touch. Shop in-store, just ask for the Tell the Tax to Relax deal when your purchase includes True North or Regal railing. Or order online with the promo code SPRING25 at Lenco.supplies or stop by today.
WBEN.
Hi, it's Dominic Cortez. Whenever someone asks me, who do you call for roof repair or replacement? I say, call Ava Roofing and Siding. They install over 1.5 million square feet of shingles and siding annually across Western New York. When you call Ava, you get superior service, including an expert foreman on every job. Get an on-the-spot free written estimate and project drawing for your roof replacement or repair by calling 343-ROOF or go to avaroofing.com. Ava also offers 0% financing. When quality matters, call Ava Roofing. Dominic Cortez here. Good insulation increases home comfort and can decrease energy costs, but not all insulation is the same. USA Insulation's premium foam fills every gap, making your home more energy efficient and quiet, all by saving you money. Right now, qualifying homeowners can get up to 50% off the cost covered by New York State. Plus, a federal tax credit saves you another 30%. That's up to 80% off your costs covered. Call 716-431-4500.
USA Insulation.
Or visit USA Insulation.
Live, local, Buffalo. All day long. News Radio 930 WBEN.
10:37 is Hammer Time. Good morning, it's Dominic, and how are you? 803-0930. I didn't really want to consume the show with talking about the gas ban. But, you know, it's your show too, folks, so you drive it. You tell me what you'd like to talk about today. And this came up because there's been some articles in the paper. Today there was an article in the paper against the HEAT Act, and a couple days ago there was an article for it. And looking at the one for it, I read through it, and I thought, this makes no sense. And if you didn't see it, it says HEAT Act is the right move for consumers today. And it's from the Reverend Dr. Majadi Baroudi, the climate justice organizer of PUSH, People United to for this. What does it stand for? People United to for the Save Humanity, Buffalo, and is also the senior campaign manager at Building Decarbonization Coalition. And they say National Fuel Gas CEO Dave Bauer's recent opinion piece attacking the New York HEAT Act is riddled with misinformation designed to protect the financial interests of gas utilities. Let's be clear, Dr. Majadi Baroudi says, the New York HEAT Act will save New Yorkers money and protect them from volatile energy prices. The bill enables an energy strategy that allows utilities to invest in the most affordable, safest options for heating and cooling, rather than mandating the old gas pipes be replaced when it's not the cheapest option. There's just nothing right about what was just I just read to you. There's nothing right about it. The cheapest electricity is not cheaper. And reliability, and there's nothing more reliable than gas. For decades, he goes on to say, utilities have operated the gas system by distributing costs across their customer base. The gas system continued to expand, and utilities kept costs low by charging more customers for the construction and maintenance of gas pipes. Well, what's happened with the electric bill? Our electric bill has gone up because they're getting ready for expanding the grid. So, again, just hypocrisy here, folks. Just hypocrisy. 803-0930. Let's get off the subject. I'm getting all upset. Wheatfield, Mike, good morning.
Good morning. When they replace roofs nowadays, they usually use the ridge vent or the peak vent. And are these just as efficient as the old metal box vents? Because they're not as high. The snow covers them. And also, do they have screening to keep out the water and insects like yellow jackets?
So the whole idea here behind the ridge vent is more of a visual. So the idea of it being more attractive to look at than a box louver, which would protrude up. The ridge vent concealed under the roof ridge does the same, if not better job, because if it's installed properly, kind of a key component here, Mike, and I'll explain what I mean if it's installed properly, is that it's going to promote more air current than perhaps a box louver could. Now, installing it properly means that the plywood has to be cut back far enough, and then the installation such that there's no encumbrance to that air. And yes, there are screens that would prevent insects from being able to get through, and it does its job by drawing the air from the soffit and ventilating it out through the ridge. Now, not every roof is suitable for a ridge vent. And what I mean by that is if you have a short ridge, would be like on a hip roof where there isn't a lot of area for or length of run for that vent to be able to do its job, then a ridge vent may not be appropriate, but box louvers may be the more appropriate method. So hip roofs are tend to be have a shorter ridge and therefore wouldn't be the best candidate for a ridge vent.
But almost every roof you see nowadays, though, they install the ridge vent as far as, so that's just as efficient, you say, as far
yep,
as...
Yeah, it's just a look. Just a look. Yep. All right.
Okay, and as far as you know, you're talking about this Heat Act.
Mm-hmm.
National Fuel had something on the internet. Basically, they said that 6%, this is a socialist program. Because who's going to more like all that money is going to be channeled into the poor areas, and the people who have more money are going to have to pay for it. I mean,
it's already happening. We're already paying more
right.
for it, but with our
everything
electric bill.
Everything in Albany seems to go that direction nowadays. Mm-hmm. That's mm-hmm. a bad idea, I think. So.
Well, then say something, Mike. Get online and write to your state assembly and state senator and tell them how you feel.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks for the call. 803-0930, Mike's line now available for you. Some texters are writing. Who owns the Niagara Power Project? I don't know. It's a public utility, isn't it? A public service utility. And what happened to the great benefits promised to our citizens? Well, that's true. Thank you for being the voice of reason. Well, you're welcome. I think Brian Higgins deserves some credit for rerouting some of the Niagara Project Power Project profits to Western New York because we never really benefited from it being on our doorstep. Dom, the Heat Act sounds like a steaming pile of, yeah. 803-0930, let's move along to Andrew in Lancaster. Good morning, you're on the air.
Good morning, how are you doing today?
Good, Andrew.
Good. Quick question for you. I recently, my wife and I bought our house. It's a newer house, I guess you could say. It's built in 2001.
Okay.
By my father-in-law. When I bought it, I went up in the attic. It's an unfinished attic. It's literally just an area for insulation, but the bathroom vents vented up in between the ceiling joists and down into the soffit.
Okay.
At the edge of the roof, and it's a vented soffit.
Okay.
So it was literally just pulling the moisture back up through the soffit, and I had a bunch of mold on the plywood.
I can picture it.
Yeah. So my solution for that was to run a new vent, basically with the flex pipe out the side of the gable, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
But I fear I goofed a bit, and I'm guessing, I just want your opinion on this. I did not use insulated flex pipe, I just recently, yesterday, went up in my attic, and that flex pipe that I had installed was filled with about 2.5 gallons of water.
Yep. One mistake led to another here, unfortunately, Andrew. So let's take this apart for you. First of all, yes, the idea of going to the soffit was a good one underneath the insulation. The problem is, as you pointed out, the suction from the induction of air caused that moisture to be sucked right back up into the attic. Mm-hmm. So while I like the idea of it going out the soffit underneath the insulation, it prevents the second problem that we're going to talk about in a second. It does have to have a door on the vent that only works to open when the fan's running. So that would prevent that sucking back in. If you want to reroute it like you did, that's fine. But yes, it does have to have the ability to withstand condensation and the freeze-thaw. The condensation is really what led to that water collection, because the line was not insulated, so that the heated air condensed and formed a layer on the inside of that vent line, which collected the water in the line. So running it as an insulated line, ideal. Going out the gable is fine, keeps it away from the induction, but we do need to make sure that it is insulated. Furthermore, to complicate life even further, that line should be as short as possible. So,
yeah, that was my next question.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, the shortest run that I was able to do without going out the soffit again was about 14 feet.
Yeah. A little bit long for my taste. You'll find that if you want to go that long, what you're going to need to do is put in a higher CFM fan to be able to withstand that distance. So that's a possible solution as well for you, is to increase the capacity of the fan so as to compensate for the run.
Okay. The other option someone brought up to me was running the vent straight up and through the roof.
Again, same issue though. It has to be insulated.
Yeah. The run would only be about 3 feet long.
Well, that I like. Right. So what you would do there is a roof boot. A roof boot would be flashed into the roof plane. So that means taking shingles apart, as you probably are aware, and then flashing that in. A roof boot is basically a elbow-shaped roof vent that would then basically let that moisture out. And I like that because it's direct, shortest distance, and there's no chance for inducing it back into the attic.
Beautiful.
Yeah. So I guess I vote for that. It's a little bit more involved with the roofing side of it, but it's probably the best because it's the shortest.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Good luck with that, Andrew. Thanks. Andrew's line now available, 803-0930. Yeah, we always touch a nerve when we talk about the gas stuff, right? But what are you going to do? That's just part of what we're trying to deal with here. Let's see here. What's the best way to provide attic ventilation in an insulated Cape Cod-style house that has no soffits? Challenging. You could buy a drip edge material that has a slotted vent line in it. That will help, but that means having to cut the fascia down a bit so that air inlet can occur and get in above the insulation. It is challenging. Now, our friends at Ava have a solution that involves doing a layering of furring strips on your roof deck, and then replywooding over those furring strips, and then using this vented drip edge to allow air to come in above the roof plane, the roof deck plane, underneath the shingles with an air gap there. I like that a lot because it does work. It's effective. It means having to cut through to allow the air to cut through that lower level of roof deck to allow the air to be mixed with the attic air. But it's effective at preventing the problems of ventilating a Cape Cod without an overhang. It's very challenging. Another possible solution would be to add overhangs. Now, that won't work if your windows are sitting high on the wall and the overhangs would return back and into the window. So you'd have to check that based on extending the roof line and then returning the soffit back if that clears the windows. I like that solution the best. It's probably the most involved, but it's going to give you a permanent fix to the problem and add overhangs to a house, which, by the way, every home in Western New York should have overhangs because of the fact that we need that ventilation. Unless we're talking about spray foam, which is another whole idea that we can get into here, because spray foam does not need ventilation. Now, that means having to get into the cavities to be able to get spray foam in, and that can be done from inside or outside. I would check with USA Insulation on what might make sense for you there if you're considering that idea of using spray foam as your solution. So there are solutions, some of them more creative than others. I like the idea of adding the overhang. I like the idea of what Ava does in layering with a substrate above with air gap between, and the idea of using that slotted drip edge. All these ideas will work. The most effective, though, to give you the best ventilation would be adding overhangs. 10:50 is Hammer Time. We're back with more right after this.
WBEN 930 AM. As Buffalo as Beef on Weck.
Hi, this is Dominic Cortez. My family-run business believes in supporting other family-run businesses like Buffalo Plumbing Showroom. With their long tradition of excellence, they offer top-quality plumbing and design solutions. From WaterSense fixtures to luxurious steam rooms and the latest Kohler innovations, you can trust their expertise to deliver high-quality materials at great prices. Call one of their sales associates at 826-1400 and schedule a visit to the Kohler Registered Showroom located at 600 Bailey Avenue today.
Lakeshore Savings Bank believes in community banking. With exceptional customer service and local expertise, Lakeshore Savings is here to help you with all your financial needs. From home financing to small business banking, Lakeshore Savings gives you access to local bankers who are dedicated to serving the community. Visit one of Lakeshore Savings Bank's 10 Western New York branches. Call 716-366-4070 or visit lakeshoresavings.com today. Lakeshore Savings Bank. Putting people first since 1891.
WBEN 930 AM. As Buffalo as the Skyway.
Protect your basement with Gorilla Floor by Gorilla Garage Gear. Hey, it's Dominic here. Say goodbye to wet carpets and laminate disasters. Gorilla Floor offers a beautiful waterproof surface that ensures long-lasting protection for your basement. No shortcuts. We use the best products and the most effective process to safeguard your floors for the long haul. Call Gorilla Garage today at 716-715-6927 or GorillaGarageGear.com for your free quote and upgrade your space with the ultimate floor protection.
WBEN 930 AM. As Buffalo as an ice scraper.
803-0930. Pick the phone and give us a call as we take you to noon here on WBN. It's Dominic Cortez. It's Hammer Time Radio. And to the phones we go. Eden, Bob, good morning. We're at your house.
Good morning, Dominic.
How are you doing, Bob?
I'm doing well. I recently had a energy audit done at my home.
Okay.
And it's done by my energy supplier. I have fuel oil for heat. And they are suggesting, one of their suggestions was to remove the fiberglass insulation in my attic. I have 5.5 inches of fiberglass up there. Their suggestion is to remove that and replace it with a more dense, I believe, cellulose product. And I'm wondering if that is a...
So that doesn't sit right with me. Why would they... How old is the house?
It was built in 1978.
Okay, so the insulation, when you open your attic hatchway and you go up there, what does it look like? Is it nice and fluffy still?
Well, actually, I have plywood over the top because we have a lot of storage of decorations and things like that up there.
Okay. So,
yeah, but I don't believe it's compressed.
So that's kind of a key component. Maybe that was overlooked, that there's a plywood deck down. Because if there is any, if there is any compression of that insulation, Bob, then that insulation would be rendered ineffective. So that would be important to establish. Ideally, fiberglass is the most adaptable insulation with open spaces. You know, you can easily do it yourself. You could do double layers. You can get up to an R49 without too much effort. So, you know, why they want you to remove it is a question. And I would probably want to ask that question, like, what's the point of removing it? Why can't I add to it? But adding to it is going to mean having to lift your plywood.
Right.
So, you know, we got to get caught with that problem too. Now you're going to lose your storage space. You might be a candidate for spray foam. Because if you want to keep that deck storage, the spray foam will enable you to be able to fill the cavities underneath that deck and leave the plywood in place. So you might want to explore an estimate on that. It's going to be more money than fiberglass, but in your case, because of the storage, you might find that to be a benefit.
Okay.
Because, you know, most cases, like my attic, you know, it's useless. It's enormous. I mean, you could have a basketball game up there, but there's just no using it because the insulation is layered, you know, up to your waist. You know, so it's kind of the reality of dealing with fiberglass. But, you know, with you having storage up there, that kind of changes the whole dynamic. So I would question, you know, I guess what you need to ask is if I do anything up there, do I need to remove my plywood? Because if I do, then I'm going to change my direction. If I want to keep the plywood, I'm going to have to go spray foam. Cellulose is great. It's a great product to work with, but it needs more, as much depth as the fiberglass does to get the R value. So I don't know why they're suggesting that and why they're suggesting removing the fiberglass if it's in good shape.
So there's no real difference between the R value of the 6-inch.
Not really. Okay. You'll get more R value benefit from the spray foam, and in your case, that might be the best direction because of the plywood, only because of the plywood.
Right.
All right.
All right. Well, thank you very much for your help.
Yeah. Good luck with that, Bob.
Okay. Bye bye. Yeah.
Sometimes I think, I hate to say this, but I will. Sometimes I think energy audits are done with the idea of trying to sell you something. So be aware of that, people. The energy audits are great, but if there's a direction to this is a good product that you should consider and they sell that product, hello, that should be an alarm. They're just trying to sell you the product. So that may be what's going on here. I don't know. Anyway, 803-0930, line up your calls for our second hour here. Lots of textures. Let's see here. If and when the HEAT Act goes into effect, can gas companies be forced to stop gas service to existing homes? I don't know. I don't know how to answer that. I don't know the answer. I do know that part of the HEAT Act, as I already said, is the elimination of the mandate of gas infrastructure, which now is in place, right? A new neighborhood goes in, gas lines go in. Now, again, January 1, homes have to be electric. So I don't know what happens then. Are they still going to put the gas lines in? I hope so, because nobody has thought about what's going to happen when the power goes out, when we have an electric home and no gas. What are you going to do? How are you going to get temporary energy in that home with no backup? Somebody answer that question. Somebody call me right now and give me the answer to that, because I don't have one. And a texter wrote, my friend Peter Cates wrote in about propane. Well, guess what, Peter? Propane is right there with gas. it's going to be banned like natural gas is going to be banned. So propane's not the answer either. Anyway, so many questions and nobody has the answers. And that's what leads to the frustration, at least on my part. Because as I already said, I like the idea of going green. I love the idea of saving the environment. But there's no plan to make it happen. Nobody that I've heard from Governor down has a plan to make this energy infrastructure work. We're back with more of Hammer Time Radio, 803-0930. Line up your calls during the news break, right into your texts on the text board, same as our call-in number, 803-0930. We're back with more after the news.
WBEN Buffalo, WKSE HD3 Niagara Falls.
Always live on the free Odyssey app.
From ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. A federal judge called the Trump administration's use of the Alien Enemies Act to deport people with little or no due process incredibly troublesome, and said the administration's arguments about presidential powers were awfully frightening. President Trump told reporters that when it comes to that order,
I don't know when it was signed because I didn't sign it. Other people handled it. But Marco Rubio's done a great job, and he wanted him out, and we go along with that.
But the president's signature is on that order in the Federal Register. ABC's Selena Wang has more.
An attorney for Jerse Reyes Barrios, a professional soccer player from Venezuela, says he was deported and accused of being a gang member because of his tattoos. The lawyer says they're a tribute to his favorite soccer team, not gang tattoos. His aunt's message is to give these young men who were detained a chance to prove their innocence.
Cuts in funding to the federal government led to some fears that Social Security would shut down. The acting administrator of Social Security says that's not the case, but there were protests like this one in Tennessee. Henry DeGroot turned out.
These people are citizens, and they're rightly afraid of losing their benefits, and we're tired of the lies that we're being told.
Discussing the changes in a meeting at U.S. Congressman John Rose's office in Tennessee. Elon Musk's Tesla company has been targeted by acts of vandalism. There's a group planning nationwide demonstrations next week, but they're advocating for nonviolent means. ABC's Morgan Norwood says
the FBI is also out with a new public service announcement warning of these recent incidents at Tesla dealerships and on the cars itself, urging the public to look out for suspicious activity. Also, a new warning this morning from President Trump. He's vowing that anyone caught sabotaging a Tesla could face up to 20 years in prison. He's calling them terrorists, those suspects.
You're listening to ABC News.
From the WBEN Paul Davis Restoration Newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett. Here's what's happening. Visitation has been suspended at three correctional facilities. Docs says Thursday at Wyoming Correctional, two corrections officers experienced lightheadedness and vomiting after escorting an incarcerated individual who appeared to be highly intoxicated to the facility infirmary. Shortly after, three additional corrections officers experienced lightheadedness and elevated blood pressure. Yesterday at Attica, six inmates fell ill, one requiring Narcan and outside hospitalization. Eight security staff began experiencing similar symptoms. They were taken to outside hospitals. The investigation is ongoing. And because of those unknown substance exposures, Attica, Cape Vincent, and Wyoming correctional facilities are closed for visitation. Lawmakers are trying to squeeze in a tax credit extension into the budget last minute. Here's WBEN's Zach Penkew.
Erie County Executive Mark Polenkars is asking lawmakers in Albany for an extension of the brownfield cleanup tax credits.
We call on leadership. Carl Heastie in the Assembly. Andrea Stewart-Cousins, and I thank her for including it in the budget bill so far from the New York State Senate. And of course, our governor, Kathy Hochul, to ensure when they finalize the budget and they finish negotiations in Albany and they leave Albany for the rest of the year, that this has been approved.
Polenkars says it needs to be passed in the upcoming budget in order to ensure the future viability of the Renaissance Commerce Park.
If the brownfield tax credits are an extension for 10 years to 2037, we know we're going to be able to get more interest in this site, more developers to come here, more industry to build in Lackawanna, and continue the great success we've had.
Zach Penkew, WBEN.com News.
The Delaware YMCA will be closing in 2 weeks. The Board of Directors cites years of significant financial losses and high levels of deferred maintenance costs. Operations will cease April 4th at 6 p.m. Current Delaware YMCA members will have full access to the other five wellness centers in the area. Maple weekend is upon us.
Sap is running, so producers should have sap to boil. They should be able to see sap being made into syrup. There should be plenty of samples because most producers in this area are at least half a crop, so there should be plenty of product available.
Greg Zimfer says anything from maple vinegar dressing to hot sauces and maple sugar candy will be available to try. Maple Weekend continues next weekend as well. From the WBEN Paul Davis Restoration Newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett.
Miss a show, segment, or interview? Download the Odyssey app. That's AUDACY. Favorite WBEN and listen live to any of our content on demand, wherever you are.
Stay tuned right after Hammer Time for Senior Radio Buffalo, hosted by Linda Pellegrino. Senior Radio is dedicated to informing and educating baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. Coming up at noon.
Dominic Cortez here. Good insulation increases home comfort and can decrease energy costs. But not all insulation is the same. USA Insulation's premium foam fills every gap, making your home more energy efficient and quiet, all by saving you money. Right now, qualifying homeowners can get up to 50% off the cost covered by New York State. Plus, a federal tax credit saves you another 30%. That's up to 80% off your costs covered. Call 716-431-4500.
USA Insulation.
Or visit USAinsulation.net.
The WBEN First Alert forecast calls for this afternoon breezy conditions with a mix of clouds and sun with a high of 46. For tonight, low clouds, low 22. Tomorrow morning, low clouds followed by sun and areas of high clouds with a high of 44. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy with occasional rain, breezy later on with a low of 38. On Monday, mostly cloudy with a couple of showers, winds gusting past 40 miles per hour with a high of 45. Monday night, a shower in spots, otherwise cloudy and breezy with a low of 31. With the WBEN First Alert forecast, I'm Caitlin Lawrence.
Thanks, Caitlin. And right now, light rain, 43 degrees in Buffalo.
When you want the work done right, call Dominic Cortez. Call Cortez, your man for home improvement.
Leaking roof? Need new windows? Looking to remodel your kitchen or bath? You've come to the right place and the right time. Broadcasting on News Radio 930 WBEN since 1989, this is Hammer Time Radio. Now, your host, your man for home improvements, Dominic Cortez.
Brought to you by Lakeshore Savings Bank, putting people first since 1891.
And we're back. 11:07 is the time. Good morning. It's Dominic Cortez. Well, we spent most of the first hour talking about the Preposterous Heat Act and what it's proposing, which is to basically eliminate natural gas infrastructure. It talks about protecting low-income people from energy costs. But again, I don't see how that could be possible when electrical rates are higher than natural gas rates. Here's a great texter's question, wondering if the electric mandate might be hurting the new build market. Some folks might be saying, to heck with it, I want gas and I'll buy an older home. I think you may be right, and I think also what's going to have an impact on new home construction are the lumber tariffs that we talked about last week. We'll be doing more about tariffs as they kind of get entrenched into our everyday purchasing. Right now, we're not seeing a huge effect. Now, I guess we were smart. We put money on deposit at Lenco. So we are pre-bought at the end of last year. So that's going to help us, I think, with our customers for at least the first part of this year. So we'll see. Dominic, maybe we should ban Democrats. Yes, and Democrat policies. This is what we get when we have one-party rule. HALT Act, HEAT Act, no bail. It's a mess. Yeah. Again, folks, you have to be vocal. You have to be vocal. You have to make sure that you take this anger and parlay it into writing your state representatives, state senators, and state assemblymen, and tell them how you feel about this. This HEAT Act is just another layer of preposterousness put upon the whole idea of electrification. So now we are talking about electrification without a plan, and now we're going to take away gas lines as a part of that plan that's not thought out. So again, I don't see how any of this makes any sense. Anyway, to the phones we go, East Amherst and Norm, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Dominic. Enjoy your program.
Thank you.
Always, and I heard the topic this morning. I just have to tell you my circumstance. I've been separating my power purchase from the generator. The last few years, I contract for power from a certain generator that gives me the best price, and I sign up for a one-year contract.
What do you mean generator? What do you mean generator?
The company that actually produces the power at a power plant versus the distributing company, which for me is National Grid.
So you're saying it's a reseller?
You can buy your power
right
separate from the company that delivers it to your house.
When I did that, it was twice as expensive. I realized that on my electric bill that I was paying double the kilowatt hour through a direct energy than NYSEG's rate was. So I pulled the plug on that as soon as I figured it out. Go ahead.
I thought my purchase agreements were, because I was concerned about escalation of prices, I thought I was getting a good price.
Okay.
And I have been in the seven cents per kilowatt hour.
Right, that's a good price.
Going forward, the least I can see for the next another year would be 11 cents, and I'm quite certain that the escalation is due to many of these generators relying on an increasing amount of solar/.
Well, what they're doing is they're feathering their nest with extra money so as to be able to fund expansion of the grid. But what's not part of the thought process, though, is expanding the grid makes sense, but the grid itself, the whole idea of how electricity travels through a grid, is really what's at the essence of lack of reliability. And also, there you can talk to a solar panel installing company to tell you that solar farms are great too, but getting them to integrate into the grid is challenging as well. So, again, that's where I think things fall short.
Yes, I'm a proponent of, if they wanted to subsidize conversion to solar, is subsidize the homeowner to put panels on their roof, because the power generated there stays, it's not transported over a long distance where you lose power. And it goes right back into the house. And
so you live in East Amherst, or you live in Clarence? Which part of Amherst are you in?
We live right off from Young's Road. We're in East Amherst.
So you're in East Amherst. You're in the Amherst side. So you have you have New York State Electric and Gas or National Grid?
National Grid.
And so you have an energy reseller on your electric bill?
Correct.
It's, okay.
I call it the company that generates the power,
right,
whether they do it through solar panels or...
Yeah. That's another good question, by the way. I would love to learn how that works, because I don't know how it works. Like, who's generating this power, and how are they reselling it? In my case, they were reselling at a higher price, so how stupid was I that I didn't see that on my electric bill, that I was paying double the rate? So I pulled the plug on that and went to just NYSEG Direct, and it's 7 cents on a NYSEG, and it was 14 cents through Direct Energy. Who's the company that you're buying it from?
I believe it's City Power and Light, and they could be even an out-of-state company.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
At least as far as their billing address.
Yeah, yeah.
But it all gets billed on my National Grid bill.
Right.
And I see what I pay for it.
Well, Anyway.
There's a website, New York State Power to Choose. I should add that people can go to that website, type in their address, and who provides the power to your house. And same for natural gas, you can do that.
Well,
and then you can compare the rates.
That's it.
From different providers.
You just said the most important thing. You need to make sure you look at what the rate is. Because I was stupid, right? And that answer right there. So
Dominic, one other thing I want to add here. Uh-huh. When you see the proponent of this HEAT Act being somebody that's part of PUSH, to me that's another means of socializing.
Right.
Socializing the cost of energy. We have enough of them programs already.
But when we talk about socializing, you would think that it would go into being able to help the people through social means. Well, I don't see how this does, because electricity is more expensive. So how is that helping people if they still have to pay their electric bill, unless it's going to be subsidized? I don't know. I haven't read that. Yeah. I haven't read anything about a subsidy coming to our electric bills.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yep. Well, that's just a few thoughts I wanted to provide there.
Yeah, thanks for chiming in.
Yep.
All right.
Thank you.
Norm's line now available at 803-0930 as we travel to Buffalo. Say good morning to Danielle. Hello, Danielle. You're next.
Good morning. I have a question. Would you recommend one solar company over another? My daughter was on the website looking at Tesla, and there was very little information about their solar panels. Are they in the area? That's the first question. The second question is, we have hydropower right there in Niagara Falls. Why are our rates so huge? And is it true that our electricity gets bounced down to New York City and then bounced back up here?
Yeah.
That's the other one. And my girlfriend had, she got her electric bill, and it was a $70 rate hike, and there was an explanation on it because of, 'cause we get it from Ontario.
Ah.
But the tariffs are not even implemented yet until April 2nd.
Now, where does she live that she gets electricity from Ontario?
Buffalo.
Hmm. I didn't know that was happening. That's interesting. Okay, so first of all, yes, we have no benefit from the power plant being at our doorstep, the hydro plant being at our doorstep. We have no benefit to Western New York. And that's why Brian Higgins did what he did in getting money from them, the Power Authority, because of that fact, I think was part of the reason that we never benefited from having that power plant right here at our doorstep. So interesting to see a power come from Ontario. I wasn't aware that was happening. We'll do some research on that to see what more we can find. But yes, as far as I know, that's the whole point. And then the other part of your question was what?
Do you recommend one solar?
Oh, solar. Yeah.
So
As far as Tesla goes, I just did some reading about them. They're continuing to evolve as to what they use the Buffalo plant for. And I think they're moving towards charging stations now being what they're making in Buffalo. The whole idea of that roof panel that they initially built the plant for, when it was a different company that they bought, that kind of fell on its face from what I've heard because of its cost. It wasn't catching on because it was so expensive. I love the idea of there being solar integration into a shingle, but it just never caught on because it's so expensive. Be that as it may, locally we do have some solar companies, and we have had Solar Liberty on. They're good people, and I would definitely recommend that you speak with them as well.
Okay, I'm copying it down. And it's just for my house. Do I? My cousin lives in Vegas, and he has Tesla panels on his roof. And I was asking him, and he said, do not get the battery. It's a waste of money. And this is all Greek to me. I just don't, battery, not a battery. I don't know.
So from what I understand on the Tesla system, it all leads to battery storage. And I don't know enough about how effective that is. And I do know that in some cases, when we have what's called a trickle charge to keep batteries charged, eventually they do lose their capacity. And we saw that with sump pump backups with batteries connected to sump pumps. Eventually, they would fail over time. I don't know enough about the Tesla system to know whether there's a trickle charge issue and a capacity diminishing capacity over time. But I do know that those battery packs are very expensive. So, okay. All right?
Okay. All right, I'll start with Solar Liberty.
There you go. Good luck with that.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you for calling. It is true, by the way, that solar energy does work in Buffalo. There's a fallacy to think that we don't have enough sun, and that's not the case. We do have an ample supply of sun to have solar work. Let's move along to a cell caller. Bob, good morning. You're next.
Good morning, Dominic. I'm a retired contractor. I also work for New York State Department of State building codes and standards, and I keep in touch with the updates on the codes.
Okay.
As you probably do through the builders' councils.
Right.
There is an emergency adoption coming up, and I believe at the April Codes Council meeting, anybody that's interested in what's in that adoption can go to dos.ny.gov, search the tab for local government, and go to building codes and standards. And you can just search out New York State Code Council, and they'll have the link on there for anyone that wants to go in web-wise or see exactly what's on this adoption.
Okay.
And it basically deals with the HEAT Act.
All right.
It is, one of the facets is taller buildings or commercial buildings, I believe 7 stories and under, and some other ones. January of 2026
right.
is when that electric
right.
is all electric is supposed to take effect.
That's correct.
January of 2029 is when every building, every house, everything else in New York State is slated to take effect. This, I believe the reason you haven't heard any court action on it, they have to wait until the emergency adoption is approved by the Code Council. And that will encourage all builders, home supply places, you want to put a crimp in it, put feedback to the Code Council, and maybe somebody needs to take this to the State Supreme Court to shut down our comrade governor.
Yep. So what you just said is upsetting, and I don't doubt its reality. And what I find as a comeback to that, that truly is truly, I think, at the core of how ridiculous this is that there is nothing in place to make sure that what they're talking about will work.
The utility companies have already said, we're talking about NYSEG, RG&E, National Grid, they can't possibly meet the demand increase because of our current infrastructure. It'll take them 20 years. And she thinks that she's going to force these utility companies to update. There's
That's right.
only so much the Public Service Commission is going to allow an increase. These solar companies are dealing with it right now. They have to be located for these new solar farms within a reasonable distance to tap into the grid.
That's right.
And some of these companies are charging $1.5 million to $3 million just to tap into the grid. Then they have to go through a lot of hoops, and they're eating up farmland that isn't going to be reclaimed. I don't care what they say. There have been studies done on it. I encourage people to listen to that. And if you hear of a solar farm coming your way, don't just shoot it down, but do your research, because some of them are very, very beneficial.
Right. I think what you're going to see with solar farms is that they go up on flat roofs. That's a trend that's starting now.
And I would hope so, because they are a good thing.
Yeah.
I'm not saying all of them are bad, but,
yeah.
you know, keep your ears open, keep your eyes open.
All right,
open,
Bob. Hey, you've given me something to look into here, and I appreciate you sharing that. We'll do that, and we can do a show on that subject.
No problem, Dominic.
Right, Bob.
For a long time, you were a competitor of mine in the South Towns, and I'm glad to see you're still going and doing quality work.
Well, thank you, Bob. Appreciate that very much. Good luck to you. Thanks for your call.
Thank you.
Bye. Bob's line now free, 803-0930, outside Buffalo, 1-800-616-WBEN. This is Dominic Cortese, and this is Hammer Time Radio on WBEN.
George Norrie, overnights 1 till 5. News Radio 930 AM, WBEN.
Wondering where to shop for home improvements? Well, you've come to the right place. Our sponsors have proudly earned the Hammer Time Seal of Approval by operating with honesty and integrity. So remember, to buy right the first time, buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Your duct system is the heart and lungs of your home, but dirt and germs clog it up, affecting your family's health. Statins and inhalers won't fix it, but indoor air professionals will. Their cutting-edge tech removes 95 to 99% of contamination, far beyond what others can do. It's better breathing, fewer allergies, and cleaner air for your family. Call 683-3000 extension 303 to schedule today. Indoor air professionals. More dirt per dollar. Breathe easier now.
For every breath you take.
Protect your basement with Gorilla Floor by Gorilla Garage Gear. Hey, it's Dominic here. Say goodbye to wet carpets and laminate disasters. Gorilla Floor offers a beautiful waterproof surface that ensures long-lasting protection for your basement. No shortcuts. We use the best products and the most effective process to safeguard your floors for the long haul. Call Gorilla Garage today at 716-715-6927 or GorillaGarageGear.com for your free quote and upgrade your space with the ultimate floor protection. Hi, it's Dominic Cortez. Whenever someone asks me, who do you call for roof repair or replacement? I say, call Ava Roofing and Siding. They install over 1.5 million square feet of shingles and siding annually across Western New York. When you call Ava, you get superior service, including an expert foreman on every job. Get an on-the-spot free written estimate and project drawing for your roof replacement or repair by calling 343-ROOF or go to avaroofing.com. Ava also offers 0% financing. When quality matters, call Ava Roofing. Hi, it's Dominic Cortez for Kitchen and Bath Unlimited. Dreaming of a new kitchen or a luxurious bath? Now's the time to visit Kitchen and Bath Unlimited and check out their Kemper cabinets. Right now, get a free plywood upgrade up to $2,500 value on high-quality, all-wood custom cabinetry. Their expert designers will help you create the perfect space to match your style and budget. Visit KitchenAndBathUnlimited.net today to schedule your consultation and take advantage of this incredible offer from Kitchen and Bath Unlimited.
Lakeshore Savings Bank believes in community banking. With exceptional customer service and local expertise, Lakeshore Savings is here to help you with all your financial needs. From home financing to small business banking, Lakeshore Savings gives you access to local bankers who are dedicated to serving the community. Visit one of Lakeshore Savings Bank's 10 Western New York branches. Call 716-366-4070 or visit lakeshoresavings.com today. Lakeshore Savings Bank. Putting people first since 1891.
Live, local, Buffalo. All day long. News Radio 930 WBEN.
803-0930 is the number for you to call this Saturday morning as we got stuck in the mud here talking about the HEAT Act. And, yeah, it's a sore subject, and I promised myself that I wouldn't dwell on it today, but I wanted to keep you apprised as to what's going on in Albany. And I did have Paul Bologna lined up, and unfortunately he fell ill. He's a brand-new state assemblyman, so we'll be bringing him on to talk about this. Also, Pat Gallivan likes to chime in on this subject as well. But joining us right now on the live line is our current county clerk, Mickey Kearns, who's been around Albany a little bit. Good morning, Mick.
Hey, good morning, Dominic. How are you doing?
Good. Thanks for calling in. I'm sure you've got a lot to say about this subject.
Yeah, when you think about, you know, New York State and the great natural resource we have right here, we have the largest, you know, the largest in the eastern U.S. Hydroelectric power plant coming off the Niagara River, mm-hmm. one of the great seven wonders of the world. And when we're looking at what we should be doing with our electricity and with our power, you know, we should be the leader in the United States of providing low-cost energy for not only residential customers, but for obviously attracting new businesses into Western New York and into New York State when we talk about the high cost
yeah.
of
cash. So I wonder, Mickey, if you know, tell us, why is it that this was built here, but we don't benefit from it?
It's a political decision because the the Niagara, you know, power plant, you know, the it's really Robert Moses Niagara power plant. I mean, it's the largest, as I said, in the eastern United States. It's a political decision where we're making the cleanest energy. When they, you know, most of the time they're talking about clean energy. We have unlimited natural gas. And a lot of people don't know, Dominic, we have nuclear power in New York State.
That's right.
And in the eastern U.S., I mean, these two things, this is going back to 1895. This isn't something that, like, is new on the horizon. We should have the lowest electricity rates in the United States, and we should be able to attract new businesses to New York State. It should be our sweet spot. And unfortunately, there are political decisions that are made in Albany. As you know, I was a New York State Assembly member in Albany. Mm-hmm. And I know people talk about agreements with the power authority. That comes up under the law. I think next time that agreement comes up, we need to do better, or we need people in Albany who are going to be fighting for us to get these low rates. I mean, we literally should be paying the lowest rates in the country.
Mickey, why don't you hang on, because we've got to take our 11:30 news break, but we're back with more with Mickey Kearns right after the news.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.